Though the bombing and shooting in several parts of Afghanistan continue, Kabul, the capital, is doing its best to recover its role as the center of Afghan culture. Today, in the ruins of the Kabul Theater, a group of actors staged a small play. NPR's Jackie Lydon was there.
Even by the standards of war heroes in Afghanistan, the Kabul Theater is a reverse masterpiece of destruction. Here in 1992, the forces of the warlord Hekmatyar, a fundamentalist whose troops later merged with the Taliban, targeted what was most artistic in this civilization and torched it. The destruction is breathtaking. The roof is gone, the building burned to bricks, the rotating stage to steel beams. On that day, Najibullah Aryan, a former actor with the troop, tried with the others to put out the fire with water and earth, but there were men with guns.
On that day when the Kabul Theater was on fire, we 25 artists and other workers who were working for the theater, we went to that place and it was all on fire, and we were throwing earth at the fire to try to put the fire out. But we were all crying, and we thought that our own houses had been destroyed, and it really was our house, and now we're moving from one place to another and we don't have a house or a theater.
Najibullah wept while telling the story in the theater's remains. After the fire, the acting troupe scattered. Big names went to Tajikistan or Pakistan. Najibullah survived the best he could and opened a tiny shop to sell cigarettes. But he never forgot that he'd once been trained at Kabul's Academy of Fine Arts, that he'd once been a clown who made people laugh. It has been his dream to reestablish this theater. And on Wednesday, January the 2nd, that dream began to come true. Sniffer dogs arrived at 8 in the morning, clearing out a last remaining artillery shell. And instead of gunfire, this sound. People began to drift in. Each was given a silk flower. One minister from the government who came, the Minister of Culture, was so stunned by the destruction he couldn't speak. Another, Seema Samar, who's been living in Washington and has recently returned as Vice Chairman of Women's Affairs, was also overcome.
It's really emotional. I get very emotional when I see all this destruction. It's difficult to...
Have you been in it since it was destroyed?
No, this is the first time. I thought this port at least is not destroyed. I thought maybe more on west of Kabul in the center of the city, not this place. But this is very unfortunate.
As the play began, it was a reenactment of the theater's destruction. A crazed man, meant to suggest the Taliban, came running across the ruined stage with a torch of fire. And then Najibullah entered to represent the acting troupe, which had once been in residence.
I'm exactly like a bird whose nest had been destroyed, and now I'm homeless and I'm flying from one branch to another. They destroyed my art, my art and my theater. And they give me this ashes like a gift, smoke, terror, and cruelty.
On stage, Najibullah threw ashes on himself and pantomimed amputating hands and feet. History will not accept this, he cried, as lasers mimic the sound of the shelling of Kabul. But eventually, a woman comes who tells him, they may have succeeded in burning your theater, but your art will live. Everybody knows that. And an 18-year-old girl entered, the Dove of Peace, dressed in a white wedding dress and veil. Soon, Najibullah is shouting, peace has come.
Peace has come. It is the messenger of peace.
It is certainly the hope of artists in Afghanistan that peace is here and the theater will be rebuilt. After the play, Najibullah was glowing.
As we have a saying, we are always hopeful, and we are always hopeful for the future. And it was one of my hopes and one of my dreams to have this structure rebuilt one day and to be able that all the actors would be able to perform here.
But glimpses of those days are already here. About 100 people attended Najibullah's play, including musicians and singers who for 6 years had not been able to sing in public. As the first patriotic song was sung, many of the men and women danced in the aisles, and Seema Samar said it was important the theater be rebuilt.
There are a lot of things to be built, including this one. This is also part of the daily life and very basic for the normal living style, actually.
As for Najibullah, director, stagehand, pantomimist, he was so happy, he said. He felt as big as one of the mountains of Afghanistan, about to burst through his clothes. This is my beautiful country, the singer sang, the country of my life, Afghanistan. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Kabul.